Emergency podcast. Peabody here. We got Knowles. What's going on?
Sprint Saturday.
Well, oh man, it's Saturday. It's sprint day. And the day has come, my friend. We've chatted this since race one. Max Verstappen is a three-time world champion officially. Yeah, what a surprise.
Pretty kind of, I felt like a pretty boring celebration, frankly, for having just won your third world title and equaling the likes of Jackie Stewart and Ayrton Senna and Alan Piquet, Niki Lauda. Yeah. Some big names.
Big ass names. Yeah, well, congratulations, Max. Definitely up there with the big boys. And yeah, it was weird. Yeah, I think it's weird to celebrate on a Saturday evening too, especially when he's won like most of that there is to win in the season, and he finished
P2
today. Because we have a new. Can we call him a winner? Oscar Piastri finished P1.
I mean,
in an
everybody
F1 sprint
in the
race.
Post race just now was saying. It was his first win, and even Lando said, "Congrats on his first win." And it was before me, which is also interesting. But just going back, going back to Max.
I'm glad you picked that up.
yeah, I mean, subdued celebrations. Obviously, they didn't get they're not revealing the trophy until the end of the season. Christian Horner is currently wearing a very weird shirt that says "3-time champion Max Verstappen." It almost looks like he's wearing a wetsuit. I don't think they've done that yet. I mean, it is a sprint race, so it's not like Bull. And Andy finished P2. It's kind of weird. Like, you don't really celebrate like finishing P2 in a sprint.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anticlimactic, right? But man, this kind of, I mean, isn't it funny on the day that Max clinches his title, the way he actually won the title was when Checo got punted off in that crash with Ocon and Hulkenberg. Kind of is a good summary of the season with Max
Checo looked dejected.
Unfortunately.
Like,
also no fault of his own.
But what's interesting is before the race, they had this little segment on the pre-race show, and it was like a bunch of the drivers basically talking about Max's form right now. And it was interesting to hear what they had to say. And even Lewis saying like, yeah, I mean, you can't take anything away from Max. He's on another level right now. And it's really interesting to hear other drivers kind of complimenting him. Right. Something that I have a hard time doing, but you gotta, I've done it, and I'm about to do it again. The guy's just been absolutely unreal this season, and there's not much more you can say. Like, you just have to recognize that he's been the best driver these last few years. Three in a row.
Oh, yeah, three in a row. Maybe I think you and a lot of Merck fans might put an asterisk on number one, but you can't put an asterisk on the fact that he's now. He could now sit at a table with the likes of the Sennas, the Laudas, the PKs, and soon he'll sit at the table with Vettel, and then you know who's next. We only got Fangio, Hamilton.
I mean, the dude's what, 25 years old, right?
Left, so
26.
He just turned 26.
Ridiculous, though. Yeah. Like, 3-time champion at 26 years old is no small feat.
It's nuts.
Congratulations to him. But there's other stuff to talk about too. I mean, Piastri his stock is rising, man. And like, you got to say too, like McLaren, holy shit! Like, just this has been what a turnaround this has been for them. Like, they were they were bottom of the barrel at the beginning of the season, right?
Yeah, I mean, P17 in Bahrain, as we like to remind everyone. Lando even said he remembers all of the 6 painful pit stops he had to do that first race, some of them not planned, obviously. And we have been talking about how McLaren's chasing down Aston Martin. Just with the sprint race, they've racked up 14 points to Aston Martin's 0, because Alonso finished right outside of the points. So it's gone down from 49 to 34. You know, sorry, to 35.
It's kind of funny, like already funny, but interesting, I guess you could say. You know, it's like when a player signs like a really big, like some sort of sports player signs a huge contract and then stops performing well. Fernando, ever since he made that claim, I'm bringing it back, dude. He said, yeah, I know, man.
You,
I was like,
you were the first to call
that claim that they're going to finish on the podium every race this season after, what was that race? Was it Baku?
It was
in Canada. I was like,
said it at,
I was like,
Canada.
Watch. They're not going to finish on the podium again. And it's been rough. I mean, even Lance, like Lance had a shitty day. Yeah, oof, you really
we
could
can do a whole episode on Aston Martin
but
alone.
McLaren, man. Yeah. I think, you know,
the sprint,
you just got to give them credit to, you know, Aston Martin has been not performing well, but McLaren has just also just, they've really made incredible strides.
Yeah, McLaren's shot up. Ferrari has also got up. Mercedes has always been in the mix. It just seems that Aston Martin hasn't really been able to keep up with them, and it's starting to slip away. But McLaren, holy crap, like rocket ships. I think if it wasn't for that safety car, we could have had a first 1-2. I mean, they started 1-2 in the race. They'll have good starting positions for tomorrow's Grand Prix as well. But yeah, congrats to Piastri. I'd just like to remind you that I may have called it very early on. I said future world champion. You might have called me.
I don't know if I did.
Lee
I don't,
Curtis,
know, if I, don't but, know if I called you a Claimy Lee.
Oh, okay. We'll go back and listen.
You find the clip then, buddy. Oh, you're gonna listen to every episode
me, I'll
this
spend
season.
The entire 6 months.
You're gonna lock yourself in your apartment and just listen to every episode
wrong.
To find it. That's dedication.
Oh, just yeah. Sounds about right. For
you know,
like,
I have a question for you though. What do you think about the little signs Leclerc situation just now, where Charles is basically saying Carlos is slower, and was he? You think he was looking for the team to basically let him get in front?
Yeah, I think he was, and we had a charging Hamilton behind them, and I think Carlos was struggling a bit more, and if he had let Leclerc by, it would have only saved them a lap in the end. So I don't know. It's not as if they're fighting for anything. They would have finished in the same positions, the Ferrari. So in the end, I think the team made a good call. And there's no podium there for one of the drivers or the other. Right. And they were not chasing anyone further. They were just slipping behind. And so, yeah, it kind of got me thinking for a minute. I got a little nervous, as I do when these situations happen for Ferrari. But yeah, Hamilton came back charging, because and good for him. I think he had a horrible, horrible start of the weekend, and especially the sprint this morning. The qualifying didn't make it to SQ3, but in race condition, came back and finished just one position behind Russell, who also had an amazing
he did
sprint.
For sure.
Let's be real.
George has kind of been bending Lewis over, as they say, this weekend. But in frankly, like, George kind of needed to do that, I think, just for his confidence. And also good recovery drive from Lewis. You know, I think he probably did made up as many positions as he possibly could. I don't think he was going to get much more. But yeah, it was, that start was wild.
Positions,
I mean, you got to give it to Russell there. I mean, he just flew off
Russell,
the line and like really, I think, took advantage of all the traffic up front and just found a way to weave through. And great start from Piastri too. I mean, you know, Max didn't necessarily get off the line as well as he did, but he was on the clean side,
which
of the
was
track.
Strange because he was on the clean side of the track. Yeah, well. But there you go. Indeed. We got a new world champion. Probably the most exciting sprint, given the fact that we have a new title and a new winner. All around, a lot of exciting things happening today. There's been a lot of talk about track limits this weekend, which we'll get into in our Qatar review. But anything else you're looking forward to the race? Because two Mercs are starting pretty high up there, P2 and P3, Russell and Hamilton,
I mean,
right behind
McLaren's
Verstappen.
Clearly, you know, got some pace here. I can't really tell with the Mercs right now. And frankly, like, I don't know which George and which Lewis are going to show up right now, because there has been a lack of consistency. So I would, I'm not holding my breath. Let's just put it that way. I'd like to obviously want to see them. I want to see them do well, but yeah, I'm not holding my breath. I'm more interested actually right now to see what McLaren does.
Yeah, and the interesting thing, McLaren clearly has one of the fastest cars this weekend, but their two drivers messed up in regular qualifying on Friday. So we have Norris starting in P10, Piastri in P6 because their times got deleted. So just as a quick reminder, we got the top 10 is Verstappen, Russell, Hamilton, Alonso, Leclerc, Piastri, Gasly, Ocon, Bottas, and Norris. And do you want to give a quick prediction for tomorrow? Doesn't count for the stand.
I think we could see Oscar Piastri get his first win. Well, it's from I do
from P6.
I think we could.
Okay, that's bold. That's bold.
But we'll see. It's a bold prediction. I'm 50-50 on it. But if I want to make, you know, we could see it happen.
That'd be an amazing one for him. My bold prediction is Lewis Hamilton P1 at the end of lap one.
Okay, I like it.
Yeah,
I like it a lot.
Yeah, I thought you would. Well, that was it for the emergency podcast. You got a new champion. I think we're as excited as Max was when he came out of the car.
Christian gets on the radio. Was like, Max Verstappen, you are a 3-time world champion. And Max was like, thanks, guys. Yeah, thank you, Adrian Newey.
Amazing car. You're the best.
Thanks so much, dude.
Oh man, yeah, that's what happens when you have points on a sprint race. But anyway, too, very man. Exciting it, stuff. You know, and I'm looking forward to this race tomorrow.
In our pre-race episode, I'd kind of been like, I don't know about this track, but honestly, you know, it's MotoGP. It's really built for MotoGP, but I think I my mind might be changing, or my opinion.
Oh, I like it. Just like you change man. Your time, opinion people on can Piastri, change. On Alonso. Yeah. Yeah. No, maybe one day you'll admit that Abu Dhabi. No, I'm kidding.
All right, I'm ending this episode.
All right, we'll end here for the special episode on Max Verstappen, 3-time world champion, and we'll see you for the Qatar Grand Prix review in a few days.